So the varmint was not used.
Not to any extent. It would be the exception, you know. It would not be part of this country.
So, and it was never used with in reference to people?
Yes, sometimes, I mean, you know, when you were in a derogatory sense, you classify him, he was a varmint. But now, in my circle, it was pronounced almost like immunity, varmint, you know, rather than the vomit that I mentioned a while ago. They went just the opposite direction, and it corrupted the word really in the other way.
Our theory, by the way, is that there's no such thing as corruption.
Really?
That,
it's just what people want to say,
people,
huh?
People will say, that's yeah. Right, it's a loving language, and it makes its richness. Different squirrels that you recall?
We have the just the gray squirrel, some people call them the cat squirrel, fox squirrel, flying squirrel.
You have anything that looks like a squirrel that runs in the ground?
No, we don't have those here. They didn't know anything about them.
Well, there are interesting terms for those, by the way.
Yeah.
Gopher and all kinds of things. And frogs? How about frogs?
Well, of course, we have the bullfrogs and the tree frogs and toads, of course. They never were referred to as toads. They were just frogs. And I guess that's about all I know about that.
How about turtles?
We had the snapping turtles, and we used to have the large turtles that we got on dry land. I think they were called snapping turtles. And of course, the turtles in the water, I never heard them called anything else.
Terrapin?
Never heard them called that.
Is that right?
Of course, literally people would know what would refer to, you know, what terrapins were, but
it
would not be a used. It would not be used.
And yet you do have a large turtle on land in a box.
Yes.
They are here, but they're not. They're called the snapping turtle. things that you might find under a rock in a creek, swim away, crawdad, crayfish.
Yeah,
crawfish.
Crawfish, all together. And of course, this countryside, this black belt is full of crawfish out of the land. We have fought them. They eat the crops. We had one put a chicken, no one believes this, when I was little, we were raising chickens. And one summer, I don't know if the chicken fell in a hole or what, it had a great big mound of dirt like you see on the edge of a body of water. They're out across the field. If you get crawfish land, you're in trouble. So we experimented up here as to how to eradicate the things. And we would put high life, whatever that is, in a Coca-Cola bottle, put a stopper in there, and a quill in the stopper, and just dash, just like pepper sauce, so much in the hole. It was a very odoriferous, very objectionable thing in the hole, and then you would stomp the crawdad hole too. They're called crawdads and crawfish. Stomp it too, and that, of course, that sealed off the air, and the gas from that would kill them. And we experimented with everything. I've seen lanterns out at night with the Negroes all barefooted and the women with the dresses pulled around their waist and tied where they wouldn't get muddy. In rainy weather, picking up the crawfish when they were out by lantern light, because they could eradicate a field of corn overnight.
They're really good.
In really crawfish land. And you'd have crawfish sections in your place that you had to work at.
What kind of land then would that be?
That would be this black belt.
That black belt.
You just get a crawfish section. Spot. And it would just an infestation of them, and they would be awful. And when this prairie land, when it dries, it's just hard as a rock. I mean, it's marvelously rich, especially for any sort of grain or grass type growth. But when it dries, after being wetted, it can be like iron. Those crawfish holes being pushed up and made by the mud, you step on that and it would just be, you'd throw you, it'd just be awful. And you couldn't, if you had hay out there, the mowing machine blade going across it would be injured.